Hello and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello and welcome finally to episode 40. This one is coming at you way late. There's a reason for that. You might be able to tell from my voice, I have had a cold. And I've not had a ton of energy. I've not felt terrible. You know how some colds just knock you out and there's just nothing you can do. I felt terrible for a couple of days and now I feel fine, but just a little bit sniffy. In fact, my goal is not to sniff once during this introduction. So I've got a couple quilt diaries, not much. I'm calling this the worthless episode. It's fairly worthless. But what got me finally back on the pony, actually, it was getting caught up on other podcasts. I've gotten behind. It's funny, when I'm quilting, when I'm really active, which I was not during the cold, the worst of it, which started like last Friday. I went for a really long stretch without doing anything. When I'm not quilting, I don't stay as caught up because that's just what I love to do. Like after dinner is work on a quilt and listen to podcasts. And what happens is I run out. But you know what happens when you give up for a few days and stop listening? Everyone starts podcasting. People you haven't heard from in years, well, or months, like Allison, within a quarter inch. Like, oh, she's back. Excellent. Annie Smith, gone wild with the podcast. She's like posting every couple of days. She was gone for a while, and I think she's making up for lost time. So all of a sudden, you're like, man. I mean, Jean over at Quilted Cupcake, she's back. Thank goodness. We've missed her. I haven't listened to the most recent episode, so I don't know quite what's going on. I mean, I'm assuming she was doing all the seamed up stuff. So I'm assuming that's what kept her away from us for so long, but I don't know because I'm behind. But I was just sitting down to do some work on Razzle Dazzle, and I was listening to Sandy, and it's an interesting thing to me, listening to podcasts, and it makes me want a podcast, because it's kind of a conversation that we're all having here. Anyway, I want to say thank you. I got so many great comments, both on the Podbean and WordPress sites, and I want to thank everyone who took the time over on my WordPress site, and I don't know what's going to be up there because I've done so little. I may put some pictures like from my gardens. I got some comments from people, bless their hearts, like, oh, it's so nice to hear about 80 degree weather because where I am in Canada, it's still real cold. I know. See, this is why I moved south. I've probably told you this. I went to grad school in Massachusetts and I loved it. I was thinking about it today, actually, as I was driving around. We've gotten some very nice rain lately and everything is just really lush and green. It's beautiful. And it reminded me of like June in Massachusetts. I'm like, oh yeah, that was one of the reasons. So April, Massachusetts reminded me of, well, the North Pole. But anyway, yes, it is. It's been very nice to have spring, even though we've got early spring because of global warming, but I'm not going to even talk about that. So thank you to Noni and to Shelley. Thank you to Sue, who's very kind, says, your hand quilting is looking fabulous. Sue, you're very kind. Thank you. Thanks to Dorothy and June, who mention one thing, because I mentioned on the WordPress site that the picture seemed a little bit not good, basically. And she said one of the things, when photos start not looking as sharp, it might mean that the batteries need to be charged in the camera. So I didn't know that, June, and thank you for that. Heard from Diane. She says, your pictures look blurry at the smaller size because they are large files. And it's true, if you click on them, they actually look in focus. So I think that may be it. Maybe it's a combination, batteries and too big, something. But Diane feels it's just as easy to leave them large and let folks click. So if you're looking at my photos and thinking, wow, that's a really bad photograph, click on it. It gets better. Heard from Kelly V., also known as Kelly the Fifth. Now, Kelly was listening to I don't think it was last week's episode anymore, 2 weeks ago episode, and I mentioned Cold Antler Farm. I'd been over to Kim's blog, Knitting and Other Stuff in LA, and saw that she had it on her blog roll, and mentioned that Jenna Wogenrich, the author, had been one of my inspirations for 10 Miles Past Normal, my newest book. Well, Kelly V, as it turns out, is also a Cold Antler Farm gal. And she went over to the blog, to CAF, and mentioned to Jenna that she was the inspiration for my book. And the next day, guess what? I heard from Jenna, which was very exciting for me because I'm a big fan of hers. And she had been excited to hear from Kelly and wanted to do an interview with me on her blog. So she did. I'll put the link to that on my show notes. I guess I'll do show notes on both sites. I have so little to note for this show, it being the worthless episode. I will put some pictures of my garden and a link to Cold Antler Farm and also a link to those books that I was talking about last week, the Someday Quilts mystery series. I got a comment from someone of Vanessa in Australia, by the way, asking about that. And so I will put an Amazon link there. Heard from Barbara, who is in Canada and the snowy mountains of Alberta. My goodness. And heard from Jay and Janet, Vanessa. I heard from Janet, another listener who lives in a cold place and is happy to hear about a warm place. And yeah, it's been warm. It's been warm. I could use a little bit more coolness, but it's hard to complain when it is so very beautiful outside. Heard from Kim T, and that's Kim over at Knitting and Other Stuff in LA, from Jody, and who just recently learned of my podcast, and she grew up in Greensboro. So I'm assuming it doesn't sound like she's in North Carolina now. And she did take my advice. Someone took my advice. How exciting. And watched the Quilt Show episode 313 with Jenny Beyer. Life-changing, she says. And it really is. If you're thinking about color, if you've got color issues, go check it out. And heard from Deb. And I'm hearing from some new listeners, or people I haven't heard from, and some people who are new. And Deb says that she has not had good luck with batiks, that batik fabric, and you know I'm using batiks for Razzle Dazzle, are notorious for bleeding. The darker, the worse they are. Yeah, so I know. And you know what? I had washed some of the darker strips, but I didn't wash all of them. And I don't know why I didn't. And in fact, I had cut them, and I realized as I was doing some sewing, I'm like, wow, and I didn't wash this black fabric here, so I'm a little concerned about it. We'll see. This quilt in a lot of ways feels like an experiment to me. And I heard from Katie, who was wondering how I was doing in all the craziness of the storms. It has been crazy. There are more. Well, now today is April 28th, and yesterday there were huge storms in Alabama, and a lot of people were killed, like 200 people. And we have had some very heavy winds today and some thunderstorms, but no threat of tornadoes. But I think I was on the New York Times online site, and for a while they had video up there. And these were just videos gathered from people. You know, if a tornado comes down my street, I don't think I personally will be the person out there with my flip video cam taking the video, but I'm kind of glad other people seem to be fearless in a crazy kind of storm chaser way, because it is fascinating. And some of these tornadoes are huge. They're like a half a mile wide. So I'm not surprised that so many people have been killed, but it's just horrible. It's been kind of a wild spring, and I have to tell you, I am flying next week to Chicago, and it's a little nervous-making with all this crazy weather. I'm assuming they just won't fly. I'm assuming they're not a big bunch of nuts, although, you know, with all these air controllers falling asleep, like, wow, I don't want to fly very much after this. I just don't, and I think it's going to get more and more expensive as oil becomes more and more expensive, which it's going to. I know, I'm just like the voice of gloom and doom. Let's quilt, because quilting is fun. Over on the Podbean site, I heard from Kate, Sandy, Cindy, and Jenna. So thanks everyone for commenting. If you want to get in touch with me, feel free. You can email me at fdal@mindspring.com. You can come over to my Podbean site, and that is http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com, or come over to my WordPress site, where I may or may not have some pictures of my garden and who knows what else not related to quilting. That is http. Did I just say three T's? HTTP, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. And feel free to leave an iTunes review if the spirit so moves you. So that is pretty much what I have to say in this introduction, which means I'm looking at my Audacity viewer, and this is going to be a very short podcast. Don't know when I'm going to be back, because I will be next week in Chicago, and I won't have a lot of quilting time. If I can fit in another short podcast before I go, I will. Otherwise, it will be, today is Thursday. You know, it's going to be a week and a half at least. So maybe longer. We'll see. Sometimes I get inspired, and I do have all these podcasts to catch up on. And I do, I am feeling better, and I'm kind of psyched to get back to work. So who knows? Maybe I'll slap together a couple quilt diaries and have something next Tuesday before I go. Just don't know. Fortunately, there are so many other podcasts to listen to. I actually might be doing you a favor if I step aside for a week or two to let you get caught up and let me get caught up with all the great quilty podcastness that is out there. Also, when I come back, it will be my podcast anniversary, and I do have a giveaway or maybe two planned. So do tune in whenever that is. I think my podcast anniversary is May 10th. So we will be celebrating. Oh, yes, we will. Okay. So to continue on with the worthless episode, I do have two fairly worthless quilt diaries. Those are coming up, and I hope you can enjoy them for whatever they're worth, which is not much. Quilt Diary Day 1. It's Tuesday, April 19th. I hope you can hear me over the air conditioning. Yeah, we've got the air conditioning on again. It's horrible, horrible. I hate air conditioning. We should really move to Canada, where I'll never air condition again. But I don't want to leave North Carolina. It's so nice here. It's a very nice place to live. Well, except for the oak pollen. I was listening to Katie's Quilting Corner last night, and she said they're having some oak pollen problems in Tampa. Katie, we're having them up here in Durham, too. I think it's just all up and down the southeast. It's just one thing after another. Tornadoes, oak pollen, what is next? Let me tell you where I am in this little quilting world of mine. First of all, I listened to the beginning of last week's episode. I keep mixing up my Podbean site and my WordPress site. That was irritating me. I just assume if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, say 3 episodes or more, you know I mix things up. You make the mental corrections. You do the math. You can do it because you know I'm saying, oh, all the pictures are on my Podbean site. And I know you're just thinking she means the WordPress site. So I appreciate you accommodating my lapses in just straight thinking. I appreciate that. I wanted to bring that up, though. That was bugging me. My girlfriend, straighten it out there. Straighten it out. Well, let me tell you what's up. On Sunday, I went to a quilting bee. This was for the Modern Quilt Guild. It was over at the library. It was from 2 to 4. There were 5 of us, and it was quite pleasant. It's just a nice, satisfying thing to sit down with other people and work, and especially when you're doing handiwork. I've done that. My old church, we had a knitting group. Actually, I have 2 old churches, and both of them had knitting groups, and both of which I've since abandoned, but that's another story. My new church, I don't think, has a knitting group, but guess what? They've got a quilting group. See, there you go. But one quilting group at a time. So went to the bee. Really enjoyed it the way that in the past I've enjoyed knitting in a group. It's just a fun thing to do. And we chatted, we talked about quilting, and we talked about various life issues. And a good time was had by all, and we've agreed that we will continue our quilting bee on a monthly basis at the library. So I think that's going to be fun, and I'm just so pleased to get to know some of the people in this guild, and that will make it more socially amenable next time I go to a guild meeting. It's just nice to know folks, and it takes a while. That's the hard lesson of adulthood. You know, up through college, even I went to grad school, so grad school too, you just meet people really easily, and then suddenly you become an adult. You're like, where is everybody I was meeting so easily before at the bar on campus? No, actually, I went to a campus that didn't have bars. That's a mistake. Never make that mistake. Tell your children. No, don't. No, I'm just, yeah. Anyway, it's harder. It's harder as you're an adult, I think, sometimes to connect with other people. And even when you're in a group of like-minded people, sometimes we get shy as we age. So that was a good time. I'm really glad I went. And, you know, sometimes you look forward to something and then you get there and it's not all that it's cracked up to be. I find if I go into stuff like that with really low expectations, I'm often and frequently quite delighted, as I was Sunday. So I went in thinking, you know, this might not be fun. I might just feel really old because everyone else is so young in the Modern Quilt Guild. But I didn't. I wasn't even the oldest one there, because someone older showed up later, thank goodness. Still doing the same stuff that I'm doing. I got a lot of hand quilting done, of course, at the Quilting Bee. Didn't do anything yesterday. Probably when I get done here, I will continue on the Ginkgo Trail. And making progress on Razzle Dazzle. A lot of half-square triangles going on there, and that's such a satisfying thing to do. I think the fun part is the ironing. First of all, last night I just got in this zen state. It was really cool. I'm sitting there, the boys were in bed, the man was still at work because he works late on Mondays, so it's just me and the dog, and we're a really good team. And I was sitting there cutting off the half square triangles, cutting off the little triangle part that you have to cut off, and listening to Tanisha, the crafty garden mom, who gave me a very nice bookish shout out. Thank you so much, Tanisha. That was awfully kind and generous of you. And I was looking forward, in the back of my mind, I was looking forward to the ironing that was about to happen. Isn't that the funniest thing? This is what I love about quilting. First of all, I felt very centered in that room. I was not thinking about anything else. I was not worrying about anything else. And I should tell you, today at around noon, I did a radio interview at our local NPR affiliate, and it's a show that goes to all the stations across the state. And that is something that can cause some worry, fear, anxiety, hives. And I wasn't even thinking about it because I was just sitting there cutting off triangles. Oh, I was doing an interview for the new book, by the way, in case you're wondering. I don't just get plucked out of thin air. Like, hey, we need to interview someone. Let's call Francis. No, they knew I had a book, and they've been very nice about supporting my work in the past and have supported it again today. But I didn't think about it because I was cutting triangles, listening to Tanisha, and looking forward to the ironing. It's like your world gets so small and nice, and you just get so focused on what you're doing. And I love the ironing of the half square triangles because that's where it all happens. That's where you see whether or not you've done it right or really messed things up. And more often than not now, I'm doing it right. Don't feel the need to, you know, they're not all perfect, but they're close enough that I know when I put them all together in the block itself, they're going to work out fine. So that was just a really lovely experience. I was just centered. I was so zen. I was zen quilting. Well, I hear that the man has just pulled up. It's actually late again. He had to work late again tonight. He covers the state legislature, and sometimes they're doing bill filing and stuff, and he comes home late. So I will probably end up here and come back later this week. Who knows, maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday, and I'll talk to you then. Quilt Diary Day 2, which is actually a week and one day later. What happened? Well, I was going on along my way quite merrily, and Friday morning I woke up and I had a cold. I thought I'd had allergies. I did have allergies, and they morphed into a cold. So a cold happened to me. But now I'm back. Briefly. This is going to be brief, because in that whole time, from Friday until last night, I didn't do anything. And there was Easter in there, but for the most part, I just lay around on the couch and read novels, which is what I like about having a cold. You feel like, well, I don't feel well. I'm going to lie around on the couch and read novels. So that's what I did. Today is Wednesday, April 27th. It is Jack's 12th birthday. I have a 12-year-old. Oh my goodness. It's hard to know what to get a 12-year-old boy for his birthday. We are getting into those tough birthday years. You know, he's got so many games of so many varieties. I mean, he made some birthday requests. He made a list. Believe you me, he made a list. Not an overwhelming list. There's some PlayStation 3 games he wanted, and some books and things. But you feel like you should not just shop the list, that you should try to be creative And that's where it's like, what do you do? He's got a bike. He doesn't want puzzles. He doesn't, you know. He's got everything. But you know he doesn't really want clothes. So we got just stuff like, I got him a Steely Dan CD. Because, you know, I was going to get him Earth, Wind, and Fire. Because, you know, the idea is like we want to educate him on the basics of music. I don't want to lead him too much. You know, I think, you know, unlike the man who's buying him Rush tickets, I feel like, you know, you need to go your own way with music. But now he's kind of ruined with this Rush thing. So I was going to give him Earth, Wind, and Fire. I think Earth, Wind, and Fire's the greatest hits. That is a building block of any person's music listening career. But how do you go from Rush to Earth, Wind, and Fire? You just can't. So Steely Dan. Right? I mean, all right, maybe a little bit cynical, but Jack Twelve, he's already a little bit cynical, you know, but also very verbal and intellectual and also quite musically deft, and as is Rush, but I prefer Steely Dan's musical deftness myself, and that would be D-E-F-T-N-E-S-S, not hearing impairedness. All right, so the ramble begins. No, I have so little to tell you is the problem. Last night I picked up Hidden Stars and started hand quilting, and that was the first time I picked it up anything. Jay and I did have our class on Saturday, just in spite of my cold, and I have two blocks to make before next Saturday, presumably. We've been doing our class on Saturday afternoons, and that's worked for both of us. I have a double pinwheel to do and a card trick block. And they both look like lots of fun, involve triangles, but I'm just not feeling scared of the triangle. Just not. I might do some practice triangles. I mean, I can do the half square triangle. You know, anybody, you know, my 12-year-old could do the half square triangle. But sewing triangles together, that will be fun. That will be a challenge to do it right. I've done it before, but when I did it before, as I've said before, I didn't care. I didn't know I was supposed to be scared. So we'll see how it goes. I will put up pictures. I don't think I'm going to have any pictures for today's episode because I've not done anything. I did have a good time sewing last night. I am making progress. We are not on any kind of schedule for the Hidden Stars quilting. Don't have a, you know, date to that this project must be finished by. Time is not of the essence, but I'm still pleased that I seem to be making good progress every time I sit down. Seems like it always takes about 5 minutes to get warmed up to where my stitches are really even. And if I were a real serious person or quilter, I would have like a piece of fabric that I did 5 minutes warm up on before I actually worked on the quilt. But I'm not a serious person or apparently a serious quilter. I just want to get to work. And it's okay. It's okay to have a few wobbly little stitches there at the beginning. We all understand. So, yeah, so that was very fun. The man and I sat down to watch the first episode of Tremé, the HBO series, which we watched with some interest last season, and this season seems like, wow, it's really bad. That's just my opinion, but I think that David Simon, who's an incredible writer, he's the writer for Homicide and for The Wire, which are both shows we really loved. The problem is he's right, he has an agenda. That's a terrible thing as a writer when you're writing a fictional story to have an agenda. And he does. He's also a journalist. You know, he started out as a reporter, but he's got an agenda. He's basically wants to let us all know how badly, pardon my French, screwed over New Orleans was after Katrina. And we know that it was. But you can't tell a story without developed characters that your viewer or reader cares about. And he's not done it. All of his characters, almost all of them, are really annoying. So that was disappointing. Disappointing when a writer you know capable of great characterization and great storytelling has kind of fallen down on the job. I saw that one of the writers on the first episode, last night's episode that we watched, was Anthony Bourdain, the chef. And I've read one of his books, and he's not a bad writer. It's not that, but he's an obnoxious personality, and I don't think he should. David Simon was wise to hire him. That's just my opinion. I'm just spouting opinions because I actually have nothing to say. I just don't. I don't. In fact, I'm going to finish this up and then introduce it, and we'll take it from there. So I hope you've been having a good week. Thanks to everyone who's emailed. Thanks to someone very kindly emailed recently, and now I'm sorry that I'm sitting here and I don't have it in front of me,
who it was. It was Cindy in Texas. And I'm assuming that Cindy in Texas is not Cindy in Ireland, that somehow Cindy in Ireland, who I know is American, but I don't think she's a Texas American. But anyway, had been concerned after the tornadoes that they might have damaged my home or myself, and I appreciated that. They did not. They damaged some other people's homes pretty badly, though. All right. I don't know when I'm going to be back because it's Wednesday. Now, it's possible I'll just get a ton of work and do a ton of quilt diarying between now and Saturday. I probably won't. I may try to get something done by next Wednesday, another episode up, because I am headed to Chicago for several days next Wednesday and will be gone next weekend. So I won't be able to do it next weekend. Jay, if you're listening, let's remember that. We can't do a quilt class because I'll be in Chicago on the 7th. But hopefully after that, I'll get back in my groove in every way possible. So have a great week. I hope to talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.